The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. With me today is Karen Dugan. She is known affectionately and familiarly in St. Louis as STL Veg Girl. She's also the founder of the Center for Plant-Based Living here in St. Louis, Missouri, and she is a certified health and wellness coach through Well Coaches. She's a plant-based nutrition certificate holder through eCornell, as in Cornell University, and she's certified food for life instructor through Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. We've been hearing each other's name in familiar circles, and finally we're sitting down together.
I know, I'm so excited about it.
Me too.
I have so many questions for you, and well, what better way to get to know you?
Right. Let's do it right here on the air.
Awesome. So, all right. STL Veg Girl, let's start there because you have gained a phenomenal reputation and a huge following as STL Veg Girl. Tell us how it all started.
That's very kind. Thank you. So in 2008, I lost my dad to cancer. And exactly 10 weeks after he passed away, I was diagnosed. So it was a 1-2
punch.
Had
goosebumps.
It's still, just to say it after 11 years is, I mean, it really does, you know, I don't mean to, you know, it really does seem like yesterday, because it's, especially now that I'm talking about it so much, but it really was the 1-2 punch that got me on this journey without even knowing it then. I didn't even know that there was an inkling of something until 2011. So I just remember thinking, I was in bed, I was healing from the surgery because they had to take out a tumor. And I remember thinking, what the hell's going on here? You know, I didn't really know anyone with cancer before my dad passed away. I didn't know quote unquote sick people growing up. And so I thought, okay, I'm really scared. You know, I didn't want my mom to lose someone else in the family. I didn't want my brother to lose his only sibling. I was married, you know, I mean, it was a whirlwind of emotions. And so I thought, okay, what do you do? Like, what do really healthy people do? And I thought I was healthy, right? And I started looking at Eastern cultures, and which was very foreign to me, you know, growing up in the middle of the country in St. Louis, Missouri, very, very small family, just the four of us, my brother and I and my mom and dad, and went to a Catholic school. I mean, just very like sheltered, right?
Very, very traditional Midwestern.
Yeah. You
upbringing.
Only know, yeah. Like, you know, you're 10 square miles around you, you know? So
I do know.
Oh, it's just very, very sheltered. And you don't know it at the time because your life is your life, right?
Yeah.
And so I started really just searching around thinking, okay, I've got to become quote unquote healthy, right? Which does not only mean the absence of a sickness at the time, which I later learned. And so I started doing yoga and I started acupuncture and I started meditating, and I'm a huge spaz. So that was not working and nothing was really resonating with me. So, I swear I did this. I went to Dr. Google and I just started putting in immune boosting therapies, foods, how to not get cancer, how to not be sick, how to whatever. And the searches that kept generating, or the results it kept generating, was this vegan diet. Now, come on. In the middle of the country, 11 years ago, if you said vegan, and I've learned a lot since, right, mind blown. Like, those people are crazy. And I mean, no disrespect, because I have learned a lot, and that's not how I feel anymore because I have educated myself. But at that time, right, that was just kind of it was a cult.
Certainly not. Yeah, it was not the norm.
Oh,
not
no,
the norm.
No, right? Not at all. So, but I started doing the research. Why were people, and no one was saying plant-based. They were saying vegan. And so I thought, why is this? Oh, it's the food. Oh, it's the lack of animal products, or the absence of animal products. And then I just kept searching and searching and researching and researching and reading and reading. And I thought, oh, just in order to check off a box, I'll go ahead and give it a try. because I was scared. Really, fear was my motivator. And so I took everything out of the kitchen at the time and I threw it away. And I thought, oh, now what? Because there was like nothing else in our kitchen, right? And so I went to the grocery store and I just started putting things. I went to the produce section, never really spent a lot of time in the produce section. Yeah. Putting things in my cart. And I mean, nothing had labels, right? I didn't know how long I was going to microwave anything or what I was even buying. So I went down the aisle that had the canned beans because I read that those were good because something called fiber was supposed to be good for you. Put those in, put canned tomatoes, went over to the bakery section and did not get the fake whole wheat that I was getting anymore. Got the the loaf that was like 5 pounds that you can use as a doorstop. I called it a hippie loaf, heaved that in my cart and got home and thought, ugh, now what? And I went back. Googling vegan 101 recipes. How do I put this together? And can I just tell you, I sucked for so long. I was so horrible at this. So horrible. Because let me just set the scene for you. My husband and I woke up every morning. We went to our gyms. Then we came home, showered, got ready, and we went to our corporate jobs all day. Then we came home, and something I did not tell you is we were rehabbing our house in the city. Gut rehab, and we were living in it. So I had no kitchen. I had no time. I was scared. I didn't care really about food. I never had really cared about food. And I was still mourning the loss of my dad. So when people give me not so much excuses, but reasons why they can't add more plants to their plate, I got them.
Been there. You can. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So this is where you started. And then what?
So I started just assembling food because, again, I was scared and I didn't have anything else in the kitchen.
Fear is an excellent motivator, isn't it?
It is. And I don't recommend it.
No.
Because it's 99% of the time, at least that I've seen, it's not sustainable. It was for me, but I had some really big punches.
Yeah.
So one night I was, and this is so funny, I was assembling food, you know, because my husband and I would have dinner at like 10 or 10:30 at night because we would come home and work on the house. And I was just in this makeshift kitchen that we had. And I mean, makeshift, like I was preparing food, like on planks of wood, like, you know.
So something you don't know about me is I grew up with my mom and dad are practically nomads. They build a new house every 2-3 years. It's like they just get bored and they're going to build a house now and, you know, or gut a house. And I'm familiar with cooking on a hot plate and like putting down plywood as a countertop. Oh, yeah. I can't say I get it. I can say I've been around it enough that I've seen it. I've seen how that works. And it's like, wow.
You just have
that's
to
a lot.
Do with
you just
what
make
you
it work.
Can. Yes,
you just
exactly.
make it. But that's the thing. And it's mindset, right? And that power of optimism and positivity. And like, no, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what gets in the way. I'm going to figure it out.
I'll figure it out. That's exactly
everything
it.
Is figure outable.
That was always in my head. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And such great words. And so I was handing Tim, my husband, a plate of food, something that I'd put together. And he's sitting down on the couch and I'm giving him this food and he's looking up at me and stress levels are so high, right? You know, like I'm dealing with things like I need to help my mom with death certificates so that she can put the cable in her and, you know, and then is she going to sell the house? And I need to take another pain med because this thing that is healing on my arm is really hurting from where the tumor came out. And oh, I have to go to sleep tonight and get it because I have a meeting in the morning at work. Like I could not get out of it. And then on top of that, what am I eating here? You know? So I'm handing
everything that's on your plate. And then, oh yeah, that stuff on my actual plate.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is disgusting. I didn't grow up like this. Like, where do I find comfort in food? I can't even find comfort in food.
And that's huge, right?
Huge.
So many people turn to food for comfort. Anyway, yeah, we can go back to that.
I couldn't get out of anything, you know? So I'm giving Tim this food and he looks up at me and we're just both like, eh. And he looks at me and he goes, Karen, I said, what? Just say it. He said, with this food, you're going to kill us both. And I... I said, I mean, it was like this ugly cry that I had, but it was a stress reliever because he didn't mean anything. He was just like, oh, we've got to figure something out, you know? So, you know, we cried and laughed and whatever. And we put some hot sauce on it, which cures all. And
it does. It does. We used a lot of hot sauce when I was learning to cook a few years ago, too. Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to mask it with something that's familiar.
I put that on everything. Anyway, yeah. Okay.
So after that, unbeknownst to me, the next day, he was in his office and he looked up vegan cooking classes, which never even occurred to me.
Right.
Didn't even occur to me. Like, I could go learn. If you want to learn how to do something, what do? You find somebody who can teach you.
Yeah.
Didn't even occur. So we went to Whole Foods when the Brentwood location was still offering classes.
Yeah.
I know.
I missed that.
That cute little kitchen. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the teacher, who is still my friend, was holding this class, and it was a sold out class. We sat up front and she was slinging plants like nobody's business. She was just using 3, 4, 5 ingredients, talking with us the whole time, putting food in front of us. It was delicious. We were having a good time. I kind of just forgot about stuff for a while. And she called me after class and asked me to be her assistant. And that was, I think, probably the real first indication that I can do this for a while. Like, not forever, because again, this way of eating is crazy. But I thought, yeah, I want to keep learning about this. So for 2.5 years, I was her pack mule. And you know, and I handed out recipes to everybody and I did the dishes and I just kind of helped her do whatever she needed. And it was just twice a month we would go out to both the Brentwood and the Town and Country location. And, you know, I would always come home so excited and just kept going with this. But again, like, not hardcore, just because life, everything else. And so then after 2.5 years, her husband was transferred out of town. So they had to leave. And Whole Foods says to me, where do you think you're going? And I said, well, unless you have somebody else I can assist, I'm, you know, thank you very much. This has been fun. And they said, well, we think you should teach. And I said, I think you're wrong. I have never taught anybody anything, nor do I want to. And they said, okay, well, here's the paperwork. What has happened? You know, fine. So I come home and I tell Tim, and he's like, oh my gosh, you have to do this. You're so excited when you come home. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, there is nothing about this being that can teach anybody anything. And I'm okay with that. And he goes, okay, well, let's start filling this out. So just to back up real quickly, this was in 2011.
Okay.
And in 2009, I started a Twitter account just to watch what other people are doing, really to stalk other people and just kind of see what was going on in this like whole health space, plant-based or still vegan at that time. And I named the account STL Veg Girl because, you know, marketing 101 says, call your business what you do. And not that it was a business, but I thought, you know, I mean, I want to be identifiable as something who, you know, is interested in this. And so I'm going through the paperwork for Whole Foods. And it says, you know, Karen Dugan, this is where you live, da, 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 da. And in the middle of the page, it says business name. And I thought, oh, I don't have a business. I don't know. I'll just put my Twitter account in there, STL Veg Girl. And that's how it was born.
Okay. And STL Veg Girl was born. And so you proceeded to pick up where your mentor left off, right? And mm-hmm. lead these classes. And what was that like? Yeah, because now, did you still have the corporate job? You had all of the things, right?
All
I hope the house
things.
Was done by then.
We had wrapped up the house, yes. And we had moved, but it was still like, I still was working full time and, you know. Okay, do you want to talk about imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Let's
gosh.
Do that.
Yeah. Like, I started teaching, and I don't even think it was teaching. Like, I was just standing in front of the room, like, what is happening? These people have spent their time and their money with me, and they want resources. They want to be entertained. It's a night out for them. Who am I? Oh my God. Sweaty Betty, totally just like, these people are going to call me out, and they should. So I thought, all right, fine. I'm going to put a little bit of effort into this. I mean, more so than just showing up and saying, here's how you make a black bean burger.
Right.
You know? Because I wanted to give them more than they thought they were going to come in for. I wanted them to leave and think, thank God I did that. So I had been looking at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine website for quite some time. Great resource. And the person who started that organization in 1985 is Dr. Neil Barnard, who I know you know.
He's one of my instructors at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and one of my favorites.
He is so gentle, so kind, so real. no BS with him. I really, really, really like his place in this whole plant-based space. And so I wanted to get some kind of education. And I knew that I wasn't going to just go down the street to WashU, where I graduated from. I wasn't going to go anywhere in town. Unfortunately, I couldn't go anywhere in town. So I started looking online and I saw that PCRM has this course, this certificate, and you have to apply for it. And boy, it was tough to get in. There was a 2-hour interview on the phone. I had to have 3 letters of recommendation, not from family or friends, a video of me cooking something, a couple of other things. And so I made it in, went to Washington, D.C., was there for about a week and came back. And the cancer support community called me right away. And without even an interview, they said, we want to get you on the calendar to teach here because we know the kind of education that you just went through at PCRM. And I thought, wow, this is one of those full circle moments because I lost my dad to cancer. I had cancer. And now the people at the cancer support community want me to help them with my newfound knowledge.
That's really cool. It's one of those moments, right? When it's like, okay, it all meant something.
Yeah. Yeah. And truly everything could have stopped right there. And it was just, and I still teach at the cancer support community. Mm-hmm. And every time I go in there, and I've been there since 2011, I still think, oh, this is such a gift every time. Because people who come to those classes, and there's always different venues offered, kind of different vibes, but the cancer support community, like, they're really present. They're really there to learn, not just how to make a black bean burger, but they want to know the hows and the whys.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Yeah. I started health coaching about 2.5 years ago now. And one of my very first clients was a cancer survivor, and she had been coming to your courses and your classes. Yeah. And so that was the first time that I had heard about you. And you made a big impact on her life and so, so many others.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah. So thanks for the work that you do.
Wow. Thanks for that feedback. I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. And that totally resonates with me about, things coming full circle. That's a big part of what has happened for me over the last few years. I know you don't know my story, and I share bits and pieces on the show, but without diving into it too far, suffice it to say, my grandfather had autoimmune diseases. I have multiple autoimmune diseases, and I've been keeping them in remission and under control with food and lifestyle for the last few years, whereas I'd been on a ton of medications to try and manage things before and unsuccessfully. And words like disability were being thrown at me at age 33, whereas he was disabled at age 41. But I was very close with my grandfather and grandmother growing up. I spent most of my days there because my parents were young and working. And so I spent a lot of time up at grandma and grandpa's, and I watched him sit in a chair and suffer for years until he finally died of cancer at age 64. And I sat with him and held his hand until the last beats of his heart. And for me to be in a position now to be able to help people turn their life around through food and meditation and all of these other things that I've learned have worked for me, to be able to put that into play and help others to turn their life around, it just resonates with me so much when things come full circle and you realize that you're a wounded healer and that God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, does have a plan, right? It starts to feel like it comes together.
Right, right.
It's such a blessing.
It is. And it's amazing how much work it is, but it doesn't feel like work when it's happening.
Never does. Somebody asked me this morning, she said, how do you find time to do it all? And I said, it doesn't, when you're in alignment, things align.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. The road is long, but it's a little bit smoother. It's really neat how things do just come together when you are in the right space at the right time.
So speaking of right space, right time, getting some really great feedback already from people who are now visiting your new Center for Plant-Based Living. Tell us more about that project.
Well, for years, I was going from venue to venue to venue, people's homes, and then also just doing events. I thought, I think there has to be just a place that is all plant-based, just because there is the cancer support community, there is the Alzheimer's Association. There are these places that are dedicated to lifestyle or disease or whatever. Or interests, I should say. And about 2 years ago, actually, it was in 2011 when I first walked into the cancer support community. I thought, wouldn't that be so cool if there was a vegan or a plant-based thing? And I was like, whatever, somebody else will do that. And then 2 years ago, I thought, oh, nobody's doing that, I don't think. So I called some people in this whole plant-based arena who are at the very, very top, who I've been honored and blessed to know and be friends with. So I called them both and I said, listen, I'm thinking about doing this crazy thing. Is there a thing like this anywhere? California, New York, somewhere, London, I don't know. And they both said, no, there's not. So I said, okay. So
Were you shocked?
Yeah, I was, because I thought, well, clearly I only know what I know. Like, I'm sure somebody else would know of a thing like this. And they said, no, to our knowledge, or to my knowledge, each one said, nope, nothing's coming up. Nothing's coming to mind. So I started saving 2 years ago for this. And I opened up. The grand opening was on the anniversary of my dad's passing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what can people expect when they walk in the door? A lot of people are intimidated by plant-based living. And mm-hmm. I know one of the things you want to do is break down the barrier.
Yeah, I'm not this big vegan diet or plant-based warrior.
What's the difference between the two? Is there a distinction between when we say vegan versus we say plant-based?
People are still trying to shake that out. But in my mind, plant-based is a healthy vegan diet. We don't have to talk about the whole lifestyle. We're just sure. talking about the food today. So I can eat, or we can eat Oreos and Skittles and pretzels and, you know, sodas all day long. And that's vegan because it doesn't have any animal products in it, but it's not going to be advantageous to our health at all. So vegan is just the absence of animal products. Plant-based, and I like to say whole food plant-based, so minimally processed and whole foods without animal products.
Okay. All right. So when people come into the center, what can they expect? You know, how do they get involved with the Center for Plant-Based Living?
The center is there just to help you put a plant on every plate. If you want to go full throttle and go 100% plant-based, or if you just want to add more plants to your plate, we can help you through demonstration classes. So you can just sit back and watch, or you can get your hands nice and dirty in the food with hands-on classes. I'm going to be offering CMEs to the healthcare community, so continuing medical education units to healthcare providers if they want to come in and learn themselves, and then also share that information with their patients. I'll also give you a couple of units if I can. We're still working on it. We're going to have a chef series, so local chefs will come in and present with people. Going to have researchers, physicians, experts come in and talk about the latest in plant-based research. There's a whole lot of things, and you can even rent the space out if you like.
I love that. That is so, so cool. What a great project. And where are you located?
At 131 West Jefferson in downtown Kirkwood.
In downtown Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so easily accessible for anyone and in a great location.
Yep, and plenty of parking.
Yeah.
That's key.
That's key. That is always key, right? Well, very, very cool. So what do you have coming up over the next couple of months? And how can people reach out to you?
Well, the website is cpbl-stl.com. So CPBL for Center for Plant-Based Living. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and now LinkedIn, trying to scatter everywhere.
Spreading out, yeah.
Coming up in quarter one, I'm going to be returning with the Forks Over Knives 6 or 7 week program. So that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. So fantastic documentary if people haven't seen Forks Over Knives. Yeah,
it really is. And I worked with the guy who wrote the movie to create this. So it's the only one in the country. Again, something else. It's only one.
It's just remarkable. I mean, it is so exciting. I can't wait to come in and check it out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Karen Dugan. It was such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for all that you're doing. I would love to have you back and let's talk about the advantages and benefits of plant-based living and really dive into some of the science as well.
I would love it. Great.
Awesome. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information from me or to get in touch, reach out at amandalaplante.com or find me on facebook.com/getrealtoheal. You can also follow along on Instagram at getrealtoheal. And if you'd like to set up a free consultation with me or through Apollo Cardiology, where I am a health coach on staff in Clayton, Missouri with Dr. Michael Twyman, you can reach out to me anytime at 314-583-6749. Go make it a great day.